Resilience Matters. Major Douglas Richardson Story by Cheryl Marino for the U.S. Army Acquisition Support Center. Major Douglas E. Richardson, Command/Organization, U.S. Army Acquisition Support Center, Director, Acquisition Career Management Office, Title, Training with Industry Fellow, Microsoft Years of Service in AW, 5 Military or Civilian, Military Years of Military Service, 18 DAWEA Certifications, Practitioner in Program Management Education, MBA, Columbus State University, BBA, University of Akron Awards, Meritorious Service Medal, 2025, 2022 and 2021, Army Commendation Medal, 2024, Army Achievement Medal, 2017. Resilience Matters. Major Douglas Richardson has built his career on the simple but solid belief that focus is the foundation for overcoming any challenge. Through shifting missions and unpredictable conditions, he has learned that resilience isn't innate, it's achieved through the willingness to adapt, learn, and grow. For Richardson, obstacles are not barriers, but opportunities to become stronger and more capable. The most important lesson I've learned is that setbacks are rarely as significant as they first appear. Maintaining perspective, staying focused, and continuing to move forward are critical, he explained. In acquisition, challenges are inevitable. Missed timelines, evolving requirements, or technical setbacks. What matters is resilience and the ability to adapt while keeping sight of the mission. This mindset has helped me remain steady, solution-focused, and committed to delivering results. Richardson is currently serving as a Training with Industry, TWI, fellow at Microsoft, assigned to the Federal Customer Success Unit in the Cloud, Artificial Intelligence and Platforms Organization. Specifically, I work under the Civilian/National Security Group, CIV/NSG, supporting teams that deliver advanced artificial intelligence, data and cloud infrastructure solutions to mission-critical government customers, including elements of the intelligence community, federal law enforcement and executive agencies, he said. Richardson shadows a sponsor, CIV/NSG Senior Director Najib Ahmed, a retired U.S. Air Force colonel, who supervises 100 cloud solutions architects as well as 7 cloud solutions architect managers through his day-to-day activities. I participate in strategic planning, complex problem-solving, talent development/management activities and full immersion into Microsoft's organizational culture, Richardson said. I also engage with senior leaders including vice presidents, corporate vice presidents and chief technology officers, gaining insight into how enterprise-level decisions are made and executed in a leading technology company. The TWI experience, run by the U.S. Army Acquisition Support Center's Director, Acquisition Career Management Office, directly supports the Army and the warfighter by enabling Richardson to study industry best practices, innovation models, and emerging technologies. I am able to translate these insights into actionable recommendations to improve defense acquisition, accelerate capability delivery, and help ensure our soldiers are equipped with cutting-edge tools to meet future challenges, he said. Najib's mentorship and counseling have been instrumental in my learning and development at Microsoft. The level of engagement has far exceeded any reasonable expectations for a TWI sponsor, said Richardson. Najib has fundamentally reshaped how I view industry-government partnerships in the most positive way. It is a source of great pride to know that talent like Colonel, retired, Najib Ahmed continues to serve the nation by delivering state-of-the-art technologies through the civilian technology industry. Richardson's goal for the TWI Fellowship is to deepen his expertise in emerging technologies and strategic operations by immersing himself in enterprise-scale artificial intelligence, cloud computing, and customer success models. I aim to return to the Army with practical insights that could accelerate capability development and strengthen modernization efforts, he said, adding that modernization is essential to maintaining readiness and ensuring the Army remains prepared to defend the nation. Serving in the AW, Army Acquisition Workforce, allows me to contribute to the research, development, and fielding of innovative capabilities that improve lethality, increase survivability, and ultimately save lives, he said. Knowing that my work helps deliver meaningful advantages to soldiers on the ground is both professionally rewarding and personally fulfilling. Serving in the U.S. Army has been a lifelong aspiration for Richardson, inspired by a strong family tradition of military service. Both of my grandfathers served in World War II. My father served in the Army and deployed to Iraq in 2004, and several of my relatives served across the armed forces, he said. From an early age, I was drawn to the values of service, sacrifice, and leadership as displayed by my family members, and some of my favorite movies growing up to include We Were Soldiers, Black Hawk Down, and Saving Private Ryan. Richardson enlisted as an infantryman in the Army National Guard in 2007, then commissioned as an infantry officer in 2011. Throughout his operational career, he completed specialized Army training programs such as Airborne, Ranger, Air Assault, Pathfinder, and Jungle School, and ultimately commanded two infantry companies in the Indo-Pacific during multiple Pacific Pathways rotations. My introduction to the AWE occurred while operating in an austere environment alongside a partner force, he said. Without conventional sustainment, our mission depended on acquisition professionals, specifically an Army contracting officer and contract specialist, who rapidly established contracts for essential supplies and services. Their work directly enabled mission success and supported broader strategic objectives in the theater. That experience essentially changed his perspective. It showed him that acquisition professionals have an outsized impact, not only tactically, but operationally and strategically. After discussions with mentors, including my uncle, Jacob Haynes, a retired Army colonel, and former project manager of the Transportation Coordinator's Automated Information for Movement System 2, I made the decision to transition into the Acquisition Corps. This transition allowed me to bring a warfighter's perspective into acquisition, representing soldiers in the rooms where critical decisions are made and ensuring their needs are understood, prioritized, and delivered, he said. Following professional military education, Richardson served as an assistant program manager at Capability Program Executive Simulation, Training, Test and Threat, formerly Program Executive Office for Simulation, Training and Instrumentation, where he worked across a diverse portfolio supporting both programs of record and non-program initiatives spanning multiple acquisition categories. Richardson contributed to several programs, including Family of Maintenance Trainers, Diagnostic Troubleshooting Trainer, Maritime Integrated Training System, Soldier Virtual Trainer, and Squad Immersive Virtual Trainer. These efforts supported training for soldiers across the institutional and operational Army, as well as joint partners. What appealed to me most was the opportunity to collaborate with some of the most innovative technology companies in the world, including Microsoft, Anduril, Palantir, CAE, and General Dynamics Information Technology, while advocating for soldiers and helping shape next-generation training capabilities, he said. This role provided the foundation to understand how acquisition impacts mission, people, and capability across the force. The AWE is the connective tissue between battlefield problems and battlefield solutions, transforming requirements into deployable capability at the speed of relevance, he said. Recently, Richardson completed the Intermediate Qualification Course, FA-51 IQC, offered through the Army Acquisition School in Huntsville, Alabama, which was instrumental in his development as an acquisition officer and essential for preparing officers for increased leadership responsibility. The course provided valuable access to senior leaders across the military, government, and defense industry, as well as the opportunity to collaborate with peers who shared diverse experiences and lessons learned, Richardson said. A key takeaway, he said, was the importance of relationships. Acquisition is fundamentally a people business. Leveraging the experience and perspectives of others allows us to solve complex problems more effectively and deliver better outcomes for the warfighter. The advice Richardson would give to junior acquisition personnel is to ask questions. There are countless acronyms, regulations, and processes in acquisition. Asking questions is not a weakness, it is a professional obligation, he said. Also, find mentors. Seek out experienced professionals who can guide your development. Be deliberate in building and maintaining those relationships. Strong mentorship accelerates growth, broadens perspective, and ultimately strengthens the entire acquisition workforce. Outside of work, Richardson enjoys traveling and believes in physical fitness. He said he is mostly known for his positive mindset. I approach every day as a good, great, or outstanding day, and I strive to bring that energy into every environment I enter, he said. I believe that attitude is contagious, and that positivity can improve both team performance and mission outcomes.